All right, everyone, we're going to start with the False Claims Act panel. And our moderator for this panel is Jay DeWald, who's a trial lawyer at Norton Rose Fulbright. Jay is also the head of the firm's healthcare investigations practice for the U.S. And Jay was also an AUSA in his former life with the Northern District of Texas, and where he led the creation of the Dallas Medicare Fraud Task Force. So I'll let either Jay or the individual panelists introduce themselves.
Thanks. Thank you. Please hold the applause.
I'll start at the end with Laura, if you don't mind introducing yourself to the crowd, please.
Sure. Good afternoon. I'm Laura Cordova. I'm a partner at Jackson Walker. And my practice is a combination of civil and criminal government enforcement defense. Prior to Jackson Walker, I worked at a couple of different law firms in D.C. Prior to that, I was at the Department of Justice in D.C., but I tried a bunch of cases in Houston. I was based out of D.C., but part of the Medicare Fraud Strike Force tried cases different areas in the country and supervised cases around the country as well. Yes, I'm excited to talk to you guys about the False Claims Act.
Mr. Ashby?
Thank you, Jay. I'm Danny Ashby. I'm a partner at O'Melveny & Myers here in Dallas. Been practicing for 30-plus years. Been a good part of that practice with Steve Koretesh. Very happy about that. There's Steve. You know, it's funny, this conference started 10 years ago. It was 8 days before my 50th birthday, and now it's 8 days before my 60th birthday. So you owe me a drink tonight. But I do white-collar government investigations, a lot of False Claims Act work, and really looking forward to talking to you guys about the stuff we've got to cover today.
Awesome. Holly.
Hi, I'm Holly Clark. I am the head of legal for the defense business line at GKN Aerospace. I have been practicing for 20-plus years, primarily in the manufacturing space with aerospace and defense companies. And so a lot of experience with the False Claims Act, with compliance programs, and that kind of stuff. And we're happy to be here.
And Mr. Hogan.
Okay. I'm Scott Hogan. I'm the first assistant U.S. attorney here in Dallas, Northern District of Texas. I have been with the office for 17 years, served in roles including civil chief, and became first assistant back in December of 21. Before that, I was at Munch Hart with Patrick Crane from 2001 until joining the office in 07. And I guess I'll throw out the same old boring government disclaimer you've all heard 900 times, that my opinions and thoughts are my own and not those of the department. Merrick Garland, especially Leah Simonton, my boss, but happy to be here.
Good. One thing before we go on, how much of your time with the U.S. Attorney's Office was devoted to and concentrating on False Claims Act?
Exclusively, I would say, until about 3 years ago, and even still, it's a big part of my everyday.
So 14 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Great. So let's move along. The basics. I'm pretty sure everyone understands the False Claims Act and what it is, but Laura, if you wouldn't mind kicking us off and telling us a little about what's going on with the False Claims Act.
Sure. Government's primary enforcement tool is the False Claims Act. But just when you, the next slide we'll get to is the statistics. When you look at the amount of money that they collect every year through the False Claims Act, it's pretty sobering. It can be commenced, people probably know this, but QI-TAM relators can file suits. These are whistleblowers, and then they get a portion of the proceeds if a case results in a settlement or a judgment. And there's details about that. But basically, it's a huge incentive, and what I think we've all seen over the last few years is, or many years really, is the development of this relators bar. So attorneys who are really savvy bringing these cases and being very sophisticated in that way. And the damages can be really, really significant in these cases. There are penalties for violations up to $27,000 per claim. When you're talking about healthcare fraud, every little claim could be a $27,000 fine is pretty significant. Also, treble damages and attorney's fees.